This goes out to all my frennies and minis.
Oh, you're sounding
wearing
good.
Wearing tinnies.
Yo, should we take up a project to work on your singing voice and like make you a real good singer?
Do you think that I'm not a good singer?
I think that singing is just a muscle that you can work on. So you could just become a great singer if you just work on it. Some of my friends, close friend of mine, Mike Frayne, he never really worked on singing. Now he's a great singer because we worked on it.
Both your friends are good at singing. I get it.
My one friend.
So you understand we're not friends?
Well, I don't know. That's up to you.
I'm just trying to talk about the Denny's ad. All right.
You didn't even let me rhyme
all the way to Denny's.
Denny's.
That was. Can you loop back my song and then just put in Denny's at the end? Thanks.
And like add some scratches.
Yeah, in auto tune.
This goes out to all my frennies and minnies.
Oh, you're
wearing Denny's. Denny's.
Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinners, dishes, serving our guests whatever they want whenever they crave it. Now with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always open philosophy that's synonymous with our restaurant and applied it to online ordering. Bring access to our craveable diner fare wherever our guest wants it. Thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place mobile or online orders for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day.
That was like a Skrillex drop, the last one. It was like a Skrillex type drop.
And then can you just, if you're wondering, hey Ben, can you just add Skrillex drums to the rest of this?
Yeah.
If having your favorite Denny's dish available at your fingertips 24/7 isn't enough, we've also partnered with Hulu to give our guests a free 60-day trial of the premium streaming service. For a limited time, users who place an order with Denny's On Demand will receive a complimentary Hulu trial. Hulu's super out here in the streets. And we'll be able to enjoy their meal while binge-watching thousands of hit shows, premium original content films, and much more.
Ben's watching?
Yeah, what has Ben's been watching?
Well, binge-watching.
On Hulu, I like to watch The Prophet. The Prophet's a good show.
With
The
Lemonis. Prophet. Oh, with Marcus Lemonis.
Marcus Lemonis is my favorite show on Hulu.
Oh, I love Lemonis.
With Denny's new on-demand online ordering your diner favorites at your fingertips, visit Denny's.com and place to order online or download on the Denny's app. This is Young and Happy.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
It's the year of the rooster. 4715. It's year 4715. If you've been going by the years since Christ has died, you might be on the wrong schedule. The Chinese might be onto something.
Depending on what your religious preference and dating schedule is.
Yeah. If you want to feel younger, maybe it's the Gregorian calendar. If not, then it's the year 4715.
Well, guys like me just live day to day.
I respect the hell out of that.
I stay in the present. So if you ask me what year it is, I'd say right now.
Yeah, it's the year right now. That's how you carpe the diem. Seize that moment, brother. It's Monday.
Speaking of other languages, Mike the Bike, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
That was just a little racist joke to get you started.
No. Yeah. No. That wasn't racist.
Why? Because it's 2017. So
was that racist, Mike the Bike?
No.
Nice.
Confirmed, not racist. Yo, speaking of not being racist, today on the show, we're recapping something, but speaking of not being racist, I went and saw the Gay Pride Festival today.
Really? How did they look?
I think they looked good. I think everyone out
there
looked good.
How's the pride level out there?
It was at an all-time high.
All-time high?
I've never been more proud.
You were proud of them?
I was proud of them. And proud of myself for being proud of them.
Yeah, there were. I also
double proud.
Saw the pride going on. I was proud of the pride, but I saw it was a float that was going by, and I couldn't tell whether they were guys or gals because they had gal features on the up top part. But it could have been guys dressed up that way, and so I didn't know whether to commit with my affections.
But were you proud?
I was proud.
Listen. Gay is in right now. It is hot to be gay. If you're gay, you're hot. This is literally the best. I mean, The festival was amazing. They went right down Fifth Avenue, I guess. Fifth Street.
Avenue?
No.
Fifth Street?
Fifth Avenue. You're right. You're right, dog.
All right. Keeping me on my toes, right, keeping you on your toes.
They went right down the avenue, and they blocked off the entire thing. I couldn't even get in here how I want to, but...
Damn.
There was people, like... Fuck. There were people who were just sitting there watching, like it was a Rose Bowl parade. So, gay pride parade, synonymous the Rose Bowl parade, maybe.
I love a nice parade.
It's hot to be gay.
Do you like a parade?
Love a parade. And what it made me think of today, I was like, yo, being gay is the new man bun.
Let's go into it, because you have a man bun. So, are you trying to tell us something?
Well, whenever I first got my man bun, basically it became popular when I already had long hair. And so, I just put it... You know what I'm saying? Like, it was something that I had a pre-existing condition for that I really couldn't have duplicated. Like, when it got hot, I couldn't have just been like, I'm going to grow my hair out now and then have a man bun, because that would take like a year.
So you chose to have a man bun being gay as a choice. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
That is what I'm saying, but like, when you take it to that level, it's not necessarily what I meant.
Okay. So,
but yeah, you caught me and you poked a hole in my theory.
Tied in a little knot, just like a little man bun. A little knot right at the top.
I was just going to say a pre-existing condition, whether chosen.
So being gay is a condition?
I think, yeah.
Like,
I think
a sickness then, huh? Oh,
no,
okay,
no, no,
that's
no.
What you're
there's
saying.
Different
like
ways to understand
like
condition. I mean, like, they're in good condition.
Oh, they're gay guys are well-conditioned.
Yes.
I'll agree with you there. It seems as if... Some homosexual fellas are in great shape, while some are in less good shape.
It's much like the rest of everyone else.
Wow. That's a very circumspect way to look at the universe. So,
and that's how man buns are like gays.
Beautiful. Beautifully done.
But you know what I was going to say at the end, right?
What?
I was going to be like, but when they got hot, they got freaking hot. And the pre-existing condition of having long hair, that came into play, and that was very good for me when man buns got hot.
Very true.
That's how that was going to end.
And there's where it ended. And it ended right there with the nail right on the head. So last night we watched the BET Awards. Today's Monday. Yesterday was Sunday, and the BET Awards went down.
Can we just call it how it is? Like it's nighttime still?
I was trying to trick everyone. I was trying to pretend that I was talking to them live in their ears on their morning commute.
It's not
like
radio.
It was just happening, and I was trying to pull the hood over their eyes. I was trying to hoodwink them.
It's always bad to pull a hood over someone's eyes who's driving.
Yep, but I tried to do it nonetheless. We've been watching this award. What did you think of the awards?
Well, first of all, let's not forget to address the fact that you are coming back from suspension.
Right,
you were suspended for a week. It was probably the best week any of us have ever had. Probably the most listened to week we've ever had.
Yes.
Mike the Bike got hair in his chest on that week.
Really?
Producer Ben started a diet.
Really?
And finished it. He lost 10 pounds.
Finished the diet. Diet's over.
Yep. And personally, I've just been enjoying my life more.
Really?
How was your week off?
I actually got to do a lot of reflecting, and what I got to reflect on, I kind of got to go back in time, and I thought and I thought and I thought about the fun we have here and the jokes that we like to tell and how we have jokes about a daughter of mine, and I thought about the genesis over the suspension that I had of that joke, and I remembered that joke spawned because of a truth that you were trying to cover up, Caleb, if I think back... as I was able to do over the suspension. And that truth is
that
you hate dogs. How we forget that you've been hating dogs this entire time, and every time you're lopping it on these fake stories about my daughter, you have just been holding a hatred for dogs deep inside of your heart.
So I have a question for you.
I just can't believe...
Are you accusing a double dog owner?
I can't
and
believe
you. You want a double dog dare me to show you that I got double dogs? I'm a double dog owner.
Mike the Bike, how often does he like to put dog stuff on the Instagram? He won't even let you do anything that's dogs. He only lets humans who dance appear on that Instagram. True or false?
It's false. I can show you. I mean, I don't want to make this into something it's not.
Mike?
I can show you right now. If this wasn't a podcast, I would show our whole
Mike?
Guest right now. Mike the Bike has no control of what goes on the Instagram.
Oh, the old fifth. You son of a gun, Mike.
I have two dogs, Ron.
Two dogs?
Two dogs.
Just like my two friends. Yeah, I have two dogs too, pal.
You think I just hate my two dogs that I take care of and love on.
You're probably sculpting them into being hot dogs. You're probably going to eat them. I can't believe that you hate dogs and you have been. I forgot about it as this a dog like making, lover.
Should we just spin them again?
Spin who? What's the spin? Like spinning a hot dog on a griddle at 7-Eleven?
Should we remove you from this program?
Suspend me? Dude, what, for telling the truth?
Everyone listens to this show.
What kind of dictatorship is this?
Listen, I saw the feedback and it was like, is the show the greatest? Maybe, but we mostly like it because it's honest. And if you keep talking about this bullcrap like I don't like dogs, that's just not honest. It's not real and it's not going to come across transparently how we want it to come across.
About you not liking dogs and everybody heard it and that's where that nasty rumor that you put about me wound up in the ethos because you're a dog hater and you are trying to bury it like a dog bone in the backyard. You are a dog hater.
I hate to break it to you. Not.
Hate. That's all that comes out of your mouth. Hate.
I don't know what to say other than I'm actually a part of the dog loving commission at my local church.
Yeah, backpedaling.
So whenever I post
that. You know it's
that,
bad PR for you to not like dogs and frankly it's disgusting. Just tweet some pictures of dogs at Caleb because he'll probably be vomiting all Monday.
I mean, I'll probably celebrate National Dogs Are People Too Day tomorrow.
Like, dogs
did you even know
people.
That's what it was?
Dogs are not people. Do not confuse. Not in 4715.
I actually have a breaking news story that is relative to this topic. Kim Kardashian currently has a poll on her Twitter. They're trying to figure out what North wants to name her puppy. Northwest, her daughter.
Yeah.
Here are the four options. We can vote on the poll right now and then see the results.
Oh, let's do it live.
So, the results. These are the names that North came up with.
Oh, you
name
want to do it live? So, this is Monday morning.
This is live now. We are actually doing this live Monday morning.
Hey.
All right. Option A. These are North's suggestions.
Live.
Baby Jesus. Option two. Peachy Pop.
What are these names of what? A child?
To name her puppy. North is puppy.
Okay.
Baby Jesus. Peachy Pop. Parentheses Peaches. Option three. Sushi. Option four. Goldie.
Okay, I feel like Sushi's gonna win, but I feel like it should be Baby Jesus in a landslide.
Hmm.
We have one vote. What do you want?
He's still trying to convince people he loves dogs.
I just love all those names for all those dogs.
Yeah, right.
Because I can just imagine what that dog looks like, and I can just, to me, there's just no name.
You probably want to name it Sushi so you can imagine eating it.
Is that a Mike the Bike racist joke? Are you a racist?
Excuse me? Sushi's Japanese, you sick fuck.
What? What are we doing now? Where is this devolved into? I'm a builder. Anyone who listened to the show last week, they knows I was building the program. I was building everyone up.
Rone comes in and he's trying to. You're a backpedaler. That's what you are.
Rone's trying to come in and break everything down that we've built.
Yeah, right. Building me a suspension.
Well, listen. Let me just. I was hoping we haven't even told people what we're doing yet.
What are we doing?
I'm going to vote Baby Jesus.
We're
to
BT.
All right, vote Baby Jesus. What's the results?
Oh, wow. Peachy Pop is in the lead. It's 25-26, 25-24. This is very. Diverse.
Oh, wow.
Standing.
Great stuff. Stimulating.
But
so
we're in second place.
So we're having a BET Awards party. It's late Sunday night. I'm going to look at my phone right now. It's 11:09. We've been watching the BET Awards. We actually slipped off a little early because they're finishing it with a lifetime celebration with...
Someone.
Yeah, wasn't someone that I was going to stick around for.
Someone. They already gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to Chance the Rapper, so...
Humanitarian Award.
They're giving out all kinds of these awards. You can't have that many just Achievement Awards.
I got a question for real. Why do they always announce who wins the Humanitarian and Lifetime Achievement Awards before the show?
To make sure that the people go to the award, because it's like, that's how they get the big name at the award show.
Right. So you're just going to have the biggest name and you can get a humanitarian award.
I think
that's how Leonardo
happening.
DiCaprio got one.
Right. He got his BET award this year. So congratulations to Leo.
Yeah, everyone was like, yo, I can't believe he's getting the Oscar, Emmy, Grammy, and the BET.
Others were saying it's about time, though. Others were saying it's long overdue that he has long
How's
earned
your daughter doing, by the way? Now that you brought it up.
The dollar, how's the dollar doing? It's strong. The dollar's strong right now, especially compared to the euro. The BET Awards went down last night, and there were no BET ciphers. And so Mike the Bike actually got in the mix.
Yeah, Mike the Bike's a guy who likes to mix it up. That's why I call him Chex Mix.
Yeah,
I've always said that.
That's why I call him Mix Race.
Yo, what's going on with Ronan today? Like, you think he's being a little coming in too hard on you right now?
No.
Okay.
Yes, let's go, Mike. Way to be. Yo, I walked in today and Mike couldn't stop smiling. It made me smile. His attitude has been fantastic.
It's because he smiles when he gets nervous and he's farting.
He was farting a lot today.
When I got to the office, Mike was sitting in the dark. He had been here all day. All the lights were off. He was just sitting there on his laptop.
Fascinating.
Hmm.
Mike, what do you do?
What's your weekend lifestyle look like?
I'm on Counter-Strike and Overwatch.
Let's go, boy.
Do you want to give your username so people can find you on there?
Middle tackle.
Find him on Overwatch, middle tackle.
Okay.
Also, one more question before we end your interview segment. How did you come up with the name middle tackle?
Okay, so Kyle Long, professional football player. He streams on Twitch. I was trying to get his attention, so I used middle tackle, you know, left tackle, right tackle. And then from there on, middle tackle is available for anything, so I don't have to use any numbers. So, yeah, that's where middle tackle came from.
I can't believe middle tackle is available. That's like one of the rare words. Like, that's such a good word. Damn. Left tackle, right tackle, but there's no middle tackle.
There is no middle tackle. You're right about that. Hey, so you have a cipher, and you know, we got the video on Young and Happy Instagram and Twitter. But would you mind just like doing it live for us now? We'll go back. Can we go back to live, Ben?
Do you need the beat?
It's Monday morning.
Should we just have him do it live?
It's Monday morning.
Do it without the beat, right?
Yeah.
No beat.
Should I get the paper?
No paper.
What do you mean, can I get the paper? That's why we're not doing it with the beat, so you have time to think about it and just say every line with conviction.
Yeah, and if you mess up, then we'll just start over.
Yeah, we'll just...
And Ben, make sure this is live.
Mike the Bike, getting my gear.
Getting my gear.
Mike the Bike,
about to
score some heroin.
Mike the Bike, getting into gear.
Damn, Mike.
Mike the Bike.
I thought you were a rapper, man. You just crushed this in the live video, and now
you're
going to hit it?
You're never going to be the next Rich Chiga. By the way, that's your favorite rapper, right?
Yes.
Okay, that wasn't a racist comment by me. I want to clear my name. That's just his favorite rapper.
All right, Mike the Bike, get into gear. I'm thinking about maybe getting a piercing.
I'm thinking about maybe getting a piercing.
All right, now it's Mike the Bike cipher that he did.
Mike the Bike. I'm getting one more try. I'm thinking about maybe getting a piercing.
With my own money.
Mike the Bike, get into my gear. I'm thinking about getting a piercing.
I'm thinking about maybe.
Come on, man.
I need the paper.
Maybe piercing my ear.
Mike the Bike.
Get into my gear. I think about maybe piercing my ears.
If you hurt my feelings.
If you hurt my feelings, I'll cut your fucking toe off. I like to dance, but I'm not a show off.
Ooh.
Pussy. You can't beat me in a stare down.
I can navigate
the dark web. Are you scared now?
Yeah.
I'll end your career like what I did to Rob Stone. I'll buy a Post Malone album with my own money.
Holy shit, we need
I used up all my energy on
bars,
one take.
Energy, he's got a lot of energy.
Video was one take.
One take, yeah, we did it the very first time.
I can't believe it, man. That's an incredible rap that you wrote.
That was one of my other favorite moments from the night.
What was that?
You singing Khalid. Or Khalid.
Send me. He sounds like the WB frog.
Send me your location. Let's focus on communication.
His voice is fucking ridiculous. Khalid. the young bull Khaled. Is that how you say it? Khaled or Khalid?
I think it's Khalid, and then there's DJ Khaled.
Different people.
Another one.
So anyways, BET Award Party. Roman's back in the mix. Got a big week this week. And you want to tell them what we're looking forward to this week?
Two things I want to also talk about.
Oh, wow.
Three things, actually.
Oh, wow.
One, the fact that Mike the Bike is trying to start rap beef with 15-year-old Steve. I cannot be on Mike the Bike's side on this. Yeah, dude, I have to side with 15-year-old
I wasn't
Steve.
On your side for the Rob Stone thing, but it was like a little bit different because I didn't know Rob Stone. So I was like, all right, you go after him, whatever.
But 15-year-old Steve, that's another story.
He's 15 is weird.
And that's a lot for us to deal with, but I guess we'll deal with it somehow. But also...
But that's going to be coming out this week.
Yeah, that should be coming out this week. Also, we want to re-engage with you, our listeners, who shall not be named on...
I've been engaged, so just Roan. Roan, who's coming back from a suspension. But at least you got to see his family and daughter.
On the iTunes, we have another challenge that we want you guys to submit, and we're going to be reading on air. We're going to be giving away one of these tie-dye t-shirts. But we need you guys to give lessons for Mike the Bike. We need you guys to submit a lesson, also along with a 5-star review. But we need you to submit these lessons to Mike the Bike.
Preferably karate?
Some kind of karate
piano.
Lesson. A singing lesson. Just some kind of...
Arithmetic?
A life lesson also would be very nice if you could just instill some kind of wisdom into a wandering mind of Mike the Bike. He's learning. His brain is forming still. And we need to get him some kind of some life lessons.
Mike the Bike's brain is evolving.
It sure is. The synapses are firing. Because at a certain age, the synapses in your brain, they stop connecting. You know, you stop being able to do new things like play the piano. Ooh, Mike the Bike's got some intel that he's trying to pass around. What do you got, Mike? What has he got, Ben?
I mean, you just passed me some sort of manifesto.
What does that mean?
About the dark web. I don't know. I'm going to pass it on to you, Ron.
Is this something to read?
Oh, this is... I know this is. I'll probably read it.
I think Mike has a manifesto.
No. Here. Is this the email?
All right. Can you set the table on this? I don't understand really what's going
on. All right. First of all, Mike Bike, just from now on, show decorum. You don't interrupt the show, ever. With that being said, don't pass notes during the show. Producer Ben can write that lesson in our iTunes reviews. So last week we were talking about the dark web. Mike the Bike, he's on the dark web. He's like one of the founding fathers of the dark web.
Really?
He really is.
Is that true?
He's on it all the time.
He's the Edison of the dark web.
He's buying guns on
the
there.
The Tesla of
he's
the dark web.
Drugs. He's watching illegal porn. We're talking about dark web, and I guess this guy, Brian... Use Mike the Bike's email address, which we said on the show.
mkuo94@gmail.com.
Go ahead, feel free to. Don't send nudes, whatever you do. Email Mike the Bike. And I'm just going to read the email. I hope that this guy knows that that's what he was signing up for by saying this. So I won't read your name, but this is the email. You, Mike the Bike, were on the right track. And I don't blame you necessarily for not wanting to talk about the dark web on the podcast. But I don't mind. Fuck the police. But first, any serious user of the dark web will definitely use a personally built or modified computer because anything from a box can always be tracked. Whoa. After they have an untraceable computer, they'll use a public network to download the Tor program that you, Mike the Bike, are talking about. This is essentially the dark web. Once you get to the dark web, though, it's not like Chrome or Safari where you just search for Google or Bukkake porn. Just take a moment for that. Music. You have to either know the domain website already or use a public computer to search for Tor domains. Usually the domains are either marketplaces for illegal shit, all the way from drugs to fake passports to human trafficking, or community discussion forums. This is where you can find more domains. These communities are usually specific to something insane like hitmen or fetish porn, usually kiddie shit for perfs. There's a reason it's called the dark web. It works. Instead of being a direct connection between your computer and Google and Yahoo, you can go directly to the site via thousands of Tor servers all around the world. It's not 100% that you won't get caught, but by routing your connection through thousands of servers worldwide, it's really fucking hard. I hope Ron and Caleb will read this. And if they do, please give credit simply to Signor Laudi.
Also Brian.
Signor Laudi.
Okay. Damn, so why did you show us that, Mike the Bike?
Caleb wanted to know about the dark web, which I have no experience in.
Really? That's not what your rap song said.
No comment.
Damn, that is secretive as fuck.
Do you think that Mike the Bike's like the next Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, he could be.
Or like the next Jamie Foxx?
He definitely could be the next Jamie Foxx. Who do you think's a better performer, Bruno Mars or Chris Brown?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. I think you could because definitely be the next Bruno, Jamie Foxx.
Because I hate Bruno Mars outside of his performances.
Really?
I don't hate him. I mean, I really don't hate anybody. I'm just saying that to rile people up for the podcast, but...
That's a hot take.
I think Chris Brown's much more likable as a person, but I still like Bruno Mars in spite of his not being very likable.
You don't like him because Bruno sounds like a dog's name.
No, I have a dog named Bruno I love.
Yeah, I bet.
His dog... Oh, actually, Bruno died when I was younger.
I won't have it. I will not have it. That's Young and Happy.
Now I have two. I have Dakota.
That's a bunch of bullshit. That is bullshit. He's a dog hater. That's been Young and Happy.
Oh, my playlist came out.
Oh, yo, that's huge. Your playlist, that's...
Dropped.
It's big.
It's big. It's 10 songs.
That's fucking big. How long does it take to listen to that? 45 minutes?
Depends on how good you are at hearing.
It depends on how fast you listen, which is something you could always work on. Let's work on that this week. Make sure we quicken our listening and, you know... Keep those eyes closed while you drive.
Four happy birds coming this week, and just trying to get the last word in over Rome.
And
it's been a good show. Thanks for everybody coming out.
Young Moolah, baby. Saying, do you have the time to listen to me whine? She asking, who's on the other line? You diss me every time. I tell her, baby, I'm a star. Shit, I'm above a star. And now I done got so high, I done forgotten who you are.
Yeah. spaceship on her roof, going through her bedroom window, only to find a man's shoe on the floor.